爱的母亲。愿平安喜乐天天充满你们，愿我们的歌声把我们的祝福献给你们，祝你们母亲节快乐。
Dear mothers, may God's grace and mercy be with you. May God's spirit fill you. May God's peace and joy surround you. May our songs bless you. Happy Mother's Day.
Then I am still and wait to here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand down mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Without its hunger, each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Thank you.
你，平安喜乐，天天充满你。主的恩惠慈爱与你同在，愿主的灵时时围绕，恩典降下，赐福于你，平安喜乐，天天充满你，赐福于你，赐福于你。平安喜乐，天天充满你，赐福于你，赐福于你，平安喜乐，天天充满你，赐福于你，赐福于你，平安喜乐，天天充满你。
I once borrowed a book called Cheaper by the Dozen from my good friend Elizabeth.
我的好朋友 Elizabeth 曾经借过一本书，那本书叫做《儿女一箩筐》。
Elizabeth and I lived in Tianjin, China, together with our husbands and first newborn babies in 1997 and 1998.
Elizabeth 呢，在1997年、98年的时候呢，跟我们一起全家住在一起。那时候我们住在中国的天津。
The book Cheaper by the Dozen.Is a biographical book written by Frank Gilbreth Jr. and it tells about a family with 12 children whose dad was a famous efficiency expert and believed a family could be run just like a factory.
Frank Bunker Gilbreth 这本的《儿女一箩筐》这本书呢，是在讲一个家庭有12个小孩。这个小孩的父亲呢，他总是用管理工厂的方式来管理这个家。凡事呢，就是效率第一。
From the time we read that book, my friend and I decided that we both wanted 12 kids.
自从看完那本书之后呢，我跟我的朋友 Elizabeth 呢，就曾经想过，我们也要有12个小孩。
I wasn't too serious about it, but I guess she was.
其实呢，我不是很认真，可是呢 ，Elizabeth 倒是非常积极呢。
I just heard from her last month and she just had her 12th baby. Two are adopted from China and four are from Ethiopia and the rest are her natural born. So a grand total of 12.
上个月呢我跟 Elizabeth 联络过了，她刚刚生下一个婴儿，加上两个从中国跟四个从 Ethiopia 领养的小孩呢，一共有12个小孩呢。
So having 5 kids should seem like nothing to me, I tell myself.That is until I put pressure on myself, which I often do.
所以呢，我都告诉我自己呢，跟他比起来，我有五个小孩子实在是简单多了。但是事实上呢，并不是这么回事呢。
It has been said about mothers, what we are doing is very important. After all, we may be raising the next president, or the next astronaut, or the next Billy Graham, or the next Steve Jobs.
大家都认为呢，母亲的工作是非常伟大的，因为呢，你培养的小孩呢，很可能是下一个总统，或是太空人，或是呢 ，Billy Graham 他是有名的布道家，或是呢 ，Steve Jobs 苹果的老板呢。
Either way, the implication is what we are doing is important because we might raise someone who has global impact. The common encouragement is well intended, but a little misguided.
但是这种呢，母亲的伟大呢，是基于子女的成就，这种观念呢，事实上是误导了，是不正确的。
The first fallacy I see in this line of reasoning is that it puts the focus on the end result. It says that the validity of motherhood is in question until they grow up and become something. Only then, if that something is valued by our society, we have done something important.
第一个错误的观念就是说，这种以结果论的方式来评论母亲的重要，实际上是不对的。母亲之所以重要，这种结果论的方式来讲，母亲之所以重要，是因为他们所培养的子女呢，最后会增加了社会的价值呢。
Recently, a friend and I were talking about how sometimes we can lose our focus. We start looking at our children for who they might become instead of who they are.
最近我和朋友聊起这个话题呢，我们都一直认为说，我们应该把观念修正一下。我们应该从本质而不是从未来来看我们的小孩。
The truth is, we need to love them in this moment and nurture the person that they are right now, and that alone is important.
事实上，疼爱跟培育小孩的这种工作应该马上就要开始。他们这个工作本身呢就很重要，而不是因为他们的未来。
Here is the second fallacy. Raising children is only important if you raise important children.Children who do something big and far-reaching as an adult.
第二个错误观念是呢，培育将来可能成就大事的小孩，母亲的工作才有意义。这个想法是不对的。
Oh, what a huge mistake to buy into the idea that it's the prestigious career or the prominent ministry that makes our children important.
这种以事业的成就，不管是成就是在职场上或是教会里。来论断子女的重要性，这是一个天大的错误。
What if my son is not the next Billy Graham or Max Lucado, a famous Christian writer? What if I only raise a son who loves his wife and children and provides for them willingly and sufficiently? Ephesians 5:28, Timothy 5:8.
让我们想一想，很有可能我们未来培育长大的儿女。不是下一个 Billy Graham， 也不是下一个 Max Lucado， 而是一个一心一意以疼爱妻子儿女为主，甘心为主，为家庭付出一切的一个母亲，在提摩太书第五章第八节。
What if his greatest accomplishment is that of becoming a faithful leader in the church, whether quietly or publicly, depending on his individual design, and being loyal to his country and his God？
也有可能他们最大的成就呢，是教会里面成为一个忠心的仆人。在社会里面成一个爱国的公民。
Will I have wasted my time then? Will it then become untrue that what I was doing was a very worthy thing?
我这样做是不是只是浪费时间而没有太多价值呢？
What if my daughter is confident and faithful but never writes a best-selling book or never finds a cure for cancer?
也有可能我们培养长大的女儿她充满自信，忠心爱主。但是他从来没有写过畅销书，也没有发明过治疗炎症的特效药。
But what if she does love her husband and children? Is self-controlled and pure? Is busy at home, kind and subject to her husband? Titus 2.
但是这个女人呢，她将来钟爱她的丈夫跟儿女，心地纯洁，相夫教子，一切以家庭为中心。
Have I wasted my time?
我这样做是不是浪费时间呢？
What if we all raise not the next president?But the next teenager who will take a stand against drugs, alcohol, and promiscuity, and share the saving love of Christ.
如果我们培养的青少年不是下一个总统，可是能够明辨是非，不会沉迷毒品跟酒精，一心只是爱主。
What if we all raise the next soldier who will fight for the religious freedom upon which this country was founded? What if we all raise the next mom whose passion it is to love her children?Honor and help her husband, and be a light to those the Lord puts in her path.
也有可能我们培养长大的儿子以后是一个捍卫自由信仰自由的勇士。我们培养长大的女儿以后是在家里面的一个明灯，她一心爱家，成就神的大业。
I realize that not all are called to grand and prominent things, at least as the world defines those terms. God's view of important and worthy has to do with who we are in Him.
我知道主对我的呼召呢，并不是要我成就伟大的事业，至少以世俗或社会的观点来看，他要我成就事业是以神的观点来看。
It involves being effective and faithful where we are in the place of our tent and doesn't depend on how many people know our name or that of our great corporation or cause.
他要我成就的事业是在母亲的本位上而不是以世俗所定义的丰功伟业来看。
What mothers are doing is important because our son and daughter is each fearfully and wonderfully made and therefore important. Psalm 139.
在诗篇139章第14节有提到母亲之所以伟大是因为在神的眼里他们造就的儿女奇妙可畏。
最后不管你有十二个或是一个小孩母亲在每个人心中都是最漂亮最伟大的。母亲节快乐。
So, in conclusion, whether you have 5 kids or 12 kids, okay, mother is always most important and the most praised and the most beautiful among their kids.
我们今天小诗班在这里要献两首诗歌。
Today, we as a small choir, we're going to sing two hymns.
第一首是我要歌颂神的慈爱。
The first hymn is named Sing Forever.
第二首是要纪念母亲。
The second hymn named My Mother's Love.大山落在
在小山前移，你恩典始终不改。我在悲喜软弱失败，唯有你不放弃，常有忍耐。我要来尝你的慈爱，直到永永远远。我要将你的心事传于千秋万代，我要高举你的救恩，要宣传遍这时代。因你之爱，使我勇敢迈向未来。我要歌唱你的慈爱，直到永永远远。我要将你的心事传于千秋万代，我要高举你的救恩，让神传遍这时代。因你慈爱永远不变，因你心事天地不改，因你同在，使我勇敢迈向未来。我要高唱耶和华的大慈爱，愿永远。我要向你的心事，我要献上，我要唱耶和华的大慈爱，这是永远。我要唱，我要唱，我要唱，我要唱，我要唱。因你是世间已不改，因你同在，使我勇敢迈向未来。
今日我的母亲离
伤，但是我仍然要坚强。只要母亲所流眼泪，在我一生中最可贵。
From the Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 through 31st. That's what the scripture said here.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
The wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies.
她丈夫心里依靠她，却不缺少利益。
Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value.
她一生使丈夫有益无损。
He brings him good, no harm, all the days of her life.
她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。
She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands.
她好像商船从远方运粮来。
She's like the merchant ship, bringing her food from afar.
未到黎明，她就起来，把食物分给家中的人，将当做的工分派婢女。
She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions of her servant girls.
她想得田地就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earning, she planted a vineyard.
她以能力束腰，使膀臂有力。她觉得所经营的有力，她就灯中夜不灭，她的灯中夜不灭。
She set about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She see that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night.
她手拿染线杆，手把纺线车。
In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers.
她张手周济困苦人，伸手帮助穷乏人。
She opens her arm to the poor and extended her hands to the needy.
她不因下雪为家里的人担心，因为全家都穿着朱红衣服。
When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet.
她为自己制作绣花毯子，她的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
She makes covering for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and the purple.
她丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。
Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land.
他做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖与商家。
She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes.
能力和威仪是他的衣服，他想到日后的景况就喜笑。
She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come.
她开口就发智慧，她舌上有仁慈的法则。
She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction on her tongue.
她观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
She watches over affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称她说。
Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her.
才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的。唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
Charm is deceitful, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
愿她享受操作所得，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
愿神祝福天下所有的母亲。
May God bless all the mother on the earth.
'Everywhere.' that we just sang this little light of mine, and we're going to sing I Will Sing of the Mercies next. So we're just going to have two songs for you.
小朋友们会给自己的妈妈们献花，来表示他们心中的爱。在献花之前呢，我们要介绍一位母亲，就是我们教会的费冠红姐妹。好，费冠红姐妹用无私的母爱，悉心照顾着一对从中国大陆收养的儿女 ，Samuel 和 Anna。
To translate what she just said, forgot the first part. welcome all, and we're glad that the kids here, singing the praise to their mom. And, I want to introduce a special mom today, Mrs. Fei.
我们请费冠红姐妹到台上来，好吧。
Let's welcome Mrs. Fei to come for
Okay. Sammy 和 Anna 是从费冠红姐妹和她先生从中国大陆收养的一对儿女。Samuel 和 Anna.
Samuel and Anna both were from China, adopted by a Faith family.
尽管他们的身体上可能还需要很多医疗上的花费，还有额外的照顾。
Though both kids need a lot of medical attention forward,but the parents shows a lot of love to them.
但冠红姐妹和她的先生仍然选择无怨无悔地来照顾他们，抚养他们。
Brothers Faye and Sister Faye, they chose to adopt them with God's love, godly love.
我们感谢主，让他们给我们这样伟大的爱。
We thank God for giving us such love.
好，下面呢，OK, 好。小朋友已经把花献给妈妈了，本来想让他们 present 一下。Okay.
So the following will like to have the kids to hand the flowers to their mom.
对，知道。Okay, 那请所有的妈妈们全都站起来。所有的妈妈。
All the moms, please stand up so you will receive the flower from either your kids or from the kid.
所有的妈妈们对，请站起来。下面的小朋友们会把花献给他们自己的妈妈们。
Now the kids, you can hand the flower to your mom.
当妈妈拿到花之后呢，请你们先坐下。
When mom received the flower, please sit down.
对，我也会的。OK, 那在座的呢？
Oh, thank you.
在座的可能还有青少年。
Those who seated are you.
甚至是成年人。
Or you are adults.
如果你们的妈妈们也在我们中间。
If those youths or adults, your mom are with us, please stand up and...
对，也欢迎你们过来拿花，献给你们自己的妈妈。
And come and take the flower and give it to your mom, for those youths and adults, if your mom are here.
OK, 你们到可以到前面来拿花献给你们的妈妈。而且别忘了跟自己的妈妈说我爱你。
And when you hand the flower to your mom, don't forget to say...Mom, I love you.
祝所有的母亲们母亲节快乐。
We wish all mom has a happy Mother's Day today.
要稍微等一下，以后我们还没有把他们那个 offer 稍微安静一下，然后再
先交给他们。其实我们可以可以，我们应该可以的，可能要再等一会
儿。没有事。没有，他我们有姐妹，他们会有 make up 对。OK, 妈妈们拿到花之后，请你们坐下。
Mom, when you get the flower, please sit down.
小朋友们可以和自己的妈妈待在一起。
The kids, when you give the flower to your mom, you can sit with your mom, next to your mom.
OK, 那还有一些呢？小 baby 是在妈妈的肚子里面的。
We would like to ask those who expect to be a mom, those who pregnant, please stand up. We'll give you a flower too.
OK, 准妈妈们。还有什么？还有别的妈妈们吗？应该等得到是吗？你看，应该差不多了。好，我们把下面的时间交给奉献。
Okay, next is our offering time.
Okay, we will receive the offering this morning.
那我们来做奉献祷告。
Father, thank you so much, Lord, for this beautiful service today.
亲爱的上帝，天父啊，感谢你今天的崇拜。
And when these mothers are honored, Lord, you too are honored.
当这些母亲被称颂的时候，您也是被称颂的。
For the love and compassion they have, Lord, flows from you.
希望神的慈爱透过你的感动，传给各位啊在座的人。
They love their families because, Lord, you have loved them first.
这些家庭是被神所喜爱的，是因为你的关系。
Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to receive this offering today, Lord, because it goes forth not only to this community, Lord, but to the entire world.
感谢神对今天的奉献啊，我们这样神的奉献啊，是不是只有针对你，而是针对整个世界
？Thank you for the faithfulness of our people to give.
感谢这些对神忠心的人的奉献。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
感谢不配圣主主耶稣的名求，阿门。
Amen.
我们非常感谢弟兄姐妹还有牧师还有很多的小朋友精心准备的母亲节的节目。
I'd like to thank brothers, sisters, pastors and the children who present such beautiful program today.
愿神的祝福赐给在座的每一位母亲。
May God's blessing to all the mothers here today.
我们也特别感谢金线弟兄精心准备的 Corinth 这个节目。
We also thank for the worship co-worker, brother James, for his hard work and all the work, effort he's put up.
那下面是我们欢迎新朋友的时间。如果你是第一次在我们中间，不管是兄弟姐妹或者朋友，请你站起来，我们欢迎你。
If you are here first time to visit us, would you please stand up so we can welcome you?
好，欢迎你。
Welcome you. 我们有那个教会一些资料，请你填。好，谢谢。
我们有几项报告啊。我们首先看第二项报告。
There are several announcement items on the bulletin. Let's first look at the item number two.
感谢神，有几位弟兄姐妹愿意出来服侍聘牧委员会。
Thank God for giving the burdens to several brothers to serve in the pastor's searching committee.
所以他们是丽秀姐妹、荣明浩弟兄、王国庆姐妹啊，王国庆弟兄，对不起，王国庆弟兄。梁干兰弟兄和 Steve Mark.
They are brother, sister, they are sister Li Xiu, brother Howard Young, and brother Wang Guoqin, Kong, and Steve Mark from the English congregation.
如果你们在的话，能不能请你们站起来让大家认识一下？
Please stand up if you are nominated as the pastor search committee for those who we just named.So we can get to know you.
然后我们再回到第一条，我们上次已经报告过，就是两位弟兄，克中弟兄和 Jerry 弟兄接受提名来愿意在执事会服侍。
And let's look at the item number one. There are two brothers who've been nominated, and selected by the, church pastor leadership team.The two brothers are brother Zhang Kezong and Jerry Lam.
然后我们看第三项报告，是因为这两项的提名，就执事委员会的执事的提名和聘牧委员会的提名都需要会众的通过，所以我们把两项通过的选举放在一起，所以就推迟到下个礼拜和再下个礼拜。
There will be a voting.For the member, to this, the pastor search committee nomination we just mentioned and also the, deacon's, nomination. We're going to vote in the following 2 weeks, which will be on the May 20th and 27th.
第四项报告是, youth 感谢大家对于他们饥饿三师的所有的支持和帮助。
Next,announcements on item number four. We thank for all the participation on the 30-hour famine for the youth. For the youth. Yeah.
第六项报告是中西部夏令会在美国独立日的时候举行。
And we on item number six, there will be a summer retreat for the Midwest Church Chinese Church on the weekend of the Independence Day.
我们教会也可以集体报名，如果你要报名的话，请找 Howard 联系。
The one already started. The early registration will be ended on June 3rd. If you are interested in attending, please contact Howard, Brother Howard Young.
最后一项报告是今天没有国语堂主日学，今天也没有中午饭。
The last announcement is that we skipped the Sunday, adult Sunday school for Chinese, for Mandarin today, and so therefore we don't have, the lunch, for today, neither.
没有中午饭的原因是希望给所有的爸爸们、所有的先生们、所有的孩子们 给你们一个机会回家为妈妈做饭或者请你妈妈到外面去吃饭。
The reason we skip the lunch today in church for those、husbands, fathers, to get the chance to take your wife or your mom out for lunch. Or you cook, can cook for them too.
有报告。王雷姐妹有个报告。
对、补充两件事情。一件事情是今天小朋友们做了很多手工。然后有一些小朋友可能待在大堂里面了，所以结束之后呢，你们可以叫到教室里去把你们的手工带回家。那第二项呢，就是教会为所有的妈妈们准备了非常非常漂亮的蛋糕，然后所以会后呢，请所有的妈妈们留步啊、去品尝那个蛋糕。
其他的报告都在 bulletin 上面，你们可以自己看。
Two more announcements regarding the children Sunday school. The children's made a lot of craft. The craft work today and make sure your kids bring with them when they leave. And also there'll be a cake for moms today. So after when we dismiss this, during this meeting, we'll have a cake cutting.Celebration in the back of the lobby for moms. So everybody welcome to attend.
是最后我们请 Pastor Smith 给我们做祝福祷告，然后默祷会散会。
We ask Pastor Smith to give us benediction. 我们请都站起来。主啊，我们感谢你，为了你所给我们的母亲，我们献上我们的感谢。我们为你来感谢母亲所给我们的爱，给我们家里面所摆上的。
They truly, Lord, are example to all of us.
在主你的面前，他是母亲们是我们的榜样。
And may we, Lord, as husbands and children.Show them the honor and love, Lord, that they so well deserve.
身为丈夫的、父亲的或小孩的主，我们真的在这个时刻，我们要来、要来感谢我们的这些母亲们。
So thankful, Lord, for our church.
感谢主给我们这样一个教会。
When we all work together, Lord, we can accomplish anything.
当我们一起在你里面同工的时候，主，你就赐给我们力量，让我们能够把事情做好。
Bless our mothers and families.
求你来祝福我们的母亲们，也祝福每个家庭。